The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, FWSC, says it is still in discussions with the Ghana Medical Association on issues pertaining to their condition of service. The Chief Executive Officer of the FWSC, George Smith Graham, who disclosed this in an interview on Unique Breakfast Drive, said though the doctors are on strike, which he describes as illegal, they will continue engaging the association until an amicable solution is reached. He said currently, the FWSC is looking at the demands made by the GMA and believes after negotiations, both parties will come out with a document which will be accepted by all.
Well, I think that we are in discussions with the Ghana Medical Association, discussing their conditions of service. The discussions are still ongoing, so we'll continue engaging them and hope that we'll be able to come out with an amicable solution.
But they are on strike?
Yes, they are on strike, but the negotiations have not broken down. We are not in deadlock, and so we'll continue engaging them.
But again, government has also described this whole action coming from them as illegal and has called on them to resume work immediately.
I agree, but I'm saying that once we are before them or they are before us negotiating and we don't have a deadlock, we will continue having the negotiations with them and hope that we'll be able to reach an amicable solution.
Have they really had conditions of service over the years?
It may not be formal, but yes, they do. Because once you get an appointment letter, once you go on leave, once you have other allowances and benefits that you are taking, all those things are part of your conditions of service.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be documented. And so I believe that what they are looking for is a documented conditions of service and signed.
And I believe they have put that document across to you and for that matter to government too.
Yes, they have.
And what do you make of what they are demanding for?
Nothing. So far as I'm concerned, they've submitted proposals and we are supposed to negotiate. So I have nothing on the proposal they've submitted to us.
Mm. And you think the demands they are asking for, it's okay and it's fair? The new ones they are asking, I mean the conditions that they are asking, better documents presented to
you? Well, as you said, you are saying that the demand, and so that can be a demand. We from Fair Wages and Salaries Commission will also have to look at.
Mm.
So all these things will be looked at in totality before we are able to conclude the negotiations.
And when was the last time you had meetings and discussions with members of the Ghana Medical Association?
In fact, I will not disclose that. We are in discussions with them, and I think that it is important that I maintain the negotiation principle.
With the negotiations you're having with the Ghana Medical Association, does it look like we'll be getting an end to this whole strike anytime soon?
I believe so. I believe once we sit and we are all reasonable beings, so once we sit down and we discuss these issues, I don't see why we cannot reach an amicable solution. So the most important thing is to continue the engagement. And that is what we intend doing, continue the engagement. Once we continue the engagement, I'm sure whatever issues, no matter how difficult it is, we should be able to find a solution to them.
On the strike declared yesterday by the Government Hospital and Pharmacists Association, GOSPA, Mr. Smith Graham said the commission has issues with the grades, adding that the FWSC does not award grades. He said the commission has written to the leadership of GOSPA to officially present their grievances so that together they can work.
From our end, as Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, we believe that all these processes we've gone through, and we've gone through arbitrations, we've gone through courts, we've gone through several other processes. So I think that we've gone very far. There are a few issues that I've heard myself in my interactions with them, and I think that these are issues that will formally have to get to us. I've mentioned it to Ghana Health Service that as early as possible, they bring that situation to our attention. So we find a way of addressing them, and it has to do with some absence of certain grades within their mix. But we in Fair Wages and Salaries Commission do not create grades. We don't. It is an institution that will normally create the grade, and after creating the grade, they normally bring the grade to us for us to see how the grades can work within the framework that we are. If the grades are okay and can work within the framework, then we have to determine the grade for it. So these are some of the things that I've heard them saying, and I have already mentioned to the leadership that they should have gotten the Ghana Health Service to officially write to us so we work on those issues.
Mm.
But since they've not done that, I've communicated that to Ghana Health Service so that if there's any such thing, they should officially inform us, then we can look at those ones. Those ones are isolated. They are new things that are going to come onto the grade structure. And so I don't think that is something that can be said to be outstanding for years.